We appreciate being here tonight, really do. I mean, I don't really have that much a lot of times, and that's fine and everything. Hopefully we just say something other to help encourage somebody. And I know a lot of times we can say things that might not sound too encouraging, but if we really listen to it, it's actually encouraging. And I guess that's a little bit about what I've got on my heart, I reckon, is just a few words. But we're going to read in about four different places. We'll probably read more than we say, but we're going to read in Proverbs a few verses out of chapter 3, 4, and chapter 30 out of Proverbs. Then we'll read in 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. We'll read a few verses, but started feeling a little bit cloggy through today, and more time to get up here, it seemed like it increased more, but we'll do what we can and everything. But Proverbs chapter 3, reads verse 5 through 7. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." In chapter 4, 5 through 7 again, it says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Now, chapter 30, in verse 20, and when you read this verse, it don't really sound like it really directs with it, but we're going to do the best we can with it. But chapter 30, verse 20, it says, "Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness." We're going to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Let me get over and fix that. It looked different. Okay, here we go. 17 and 18. "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touchest not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And that's what we feel like reading. And I guess we'd, one of them that we'd stick to that got us on the thoughts, I reckon, was back in Proverbs, where it read, let me get back to it there. Where it read, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." I guess what I was really thinking about is really, whose understanding are we really trying to hang on to? Now, as I say a few things, I want everybody to understand when I say we, I'm included. And when I say we, it just ain't us here. It's the Christian body itself, I say. And there's nothing really in your household that really ain't happened in my household. I know we've all faced circumstances that ain't right. But there's a way that we got to handle the situations that ain't right. As a whole, there's no shame anymore on what goes on in our households. You can look at social media, even church people, a post sinful things that's going on in their household. And I believe that if we really was sticking to God's understanding, we wouldn't post them things. And not only do they get posted, but there's other members that give thumbs up and tells people just how proud they are of them. Now, there again, I want you to understand things that's happened in people's households has happened in mine. Okay? I'm not pointing nobody out. But it's really focusing on the understanding how we handle this. There's things that goes on in our churches that we do because it's our understanding. It ain't His understanding. But we don't want to say a whole lot of things because we really don't want to hurt nobody's feelings and offend people on it. You know how many people Jesus offended when He walked this earth? A whole lot of people. You know how many good people that He offended when He walked among this earth? A lot of good people. You know how many children of God that was born as far as in the family of the Old Testament that He offended? A whole lot of them. Because He was following and staying to the God's understanding. But we focus on our understanding a whole lot. And when we do that, we weaken the process of Scriptures. We weaken the process of church. And we weaken people's desire to even want to come to church. There's something inside of everybody that really wants to know what the truth is. You might say, well, I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you, they do. This fleshly man don't really want to. But there's a soul inside of every man that has the breath that God has given, that has a desire to know what truth is. And I want to say this, for instance. One day I was at work years ago at Mohawk. One of the supervisors came by. It's on a Monday, and he said, he told me about a party he had went to for his wife, so one of her classmates. And he said, I didn't know that it was a meet my new partner party. And I said, well, I said, I just tell you the truth. I said, I'd had to walk on back out the door. And he spoke just like what the world wants to talk about. He said, well, they can't help it. And I said, well, I believe they can. And he went on about his business for just a little bit. A little bit later, he come back by and he said, now there's this other preacher who worked in the cubicle next to me. He said, let me ask you this question then. I said, all right. He said, what about the people that just believes in the Old Testament. I said, then what you're telling me is they don't believe in the New Testament. He said, no. I said, then when they die, they'll go to hell. He went in an outrage. He said, you ain't got the right to say that. I said, the Scriptures speaks about Jesus coming as a baby, walked the face of the earth, died on the cross, risen the third day, and ascended into heaven. And that's not, if you don't believe that and you accept that, then you're going to die and go to hell. And him still being mad, the other preacher stood up and he said, let me ask you this. He said, do they still go do sacrificing? He said, well, no. He said, well, they don't believe in the Old Testament either then. This old woman, he stormed off. The woman stood up. She said, I don't know why he came over. I said, because he wanted to hear a truth. You see, now, if I wanted to rely on my own understanding, he would have still liked me after I got through talking to him. But we are obligated. We are obligated as Christians to have his understanding, not our own. We talk about the sins of the world. That has nothing to do with us. Because the world is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Committing all that sin that's in the Scriptures about what they're doing. The thing that we're supposed to be understanding is we don't supposed to be doing as the world does. That's what he said over in Corinthians. He said, be ye a separate people. Now, he didn't tell us to stay at home and be hermits about matters. He didn't talk about not going to your job site and having to work around folks. We should be demonstrating and understanding that God initiated on us when we got born again. We don't like to hear this, but God has got requirements for His people. He's got do's and don'ts for His people. And He expects us to abide by them. But the only way we can do that is if we use His understanding. You see, we get into a shape sometimes, just like in the chapter 30 over, where it says the adulterous woman wipes her mouth and says, I didn't do nothing wrong. Well, matter of fact, it said wickedness. Let me just say it that way. See, we say good and bad because it sounds better. But you know how the Bible says it? Good and evil. So, a lot of times, we still go on our understanding and we feel like we ain't did no wickedness. But if I go along with my understanding and not His, it's wickedness inside of me. There ain't no other way to put it, because either you're going to be with Him or you ain't. And if we ain't with the good, then we're abiding in the bad. And my understanding would lead me in the direction that I really don't want to get in. And sometimes I really, really ponder how concerned about sin am I. The acceptance of things weakens our process also. So we got to be real careful about where our understanding is coming from. Is it coming from here? Or is it coming from here? And I'll be honest with you, I think Susan them sings a song that says in amongst that there, that sometimes I don't know if I'm doing good or bad. I can't remember what the song is now, but But it don't take just a minute for the spirit. Now, don't get me wrong. Before I start doing something other, there's a spirit that says, you know better. But I guess while we're weighing it out, sometimes we might not understand why. But God expects us to have His understanding and not our own. You say, well, how can I? It's right here. Do I know it all? No, I don't. And this ain't about, because when you start talking about things like this, there's a lot of people who say, well, I ain't perfect like you. This ain't about me being perfect. This ain't about you being perfect. But there's a perfect spirit that's on the inside that has the true understanding of what we can live by. And that's what we got to stand with. So, are we really understanding? And growing up, and I've even said it to my kids, you try and tell them something, and you actually have to get mad at them sometimes, said, you're not understanding what I'm trying to tell you. And I believe God has told me that quite a few times His own self. You just ain't understanding what I'm trying to tell you. Now, the disciples, just as we said during foot washing the other night, Jesus told them, what I do now, you don't understand. But they're going to come a day. So, we can't fool ourselves about, well, I don't understand a lot of things because we do. But we just choose our understanding instead of His understanding. But that's what I pondered in myself, I guess, all yesterday and today. And I'll be honest with you, there's a fear inside of me that people says, well, don't concern yourself what people think. And it ain't that I try to adjust my lifestyle to care about what people think. But it matters to me about what people think. Now, there's going to be some people that ain't going to think much about you anyway, no matter if you do, how right you might do. But I ain't got no intentions against nobody about understanding. I just told you what's on my heart, so. But anybody got anything that they'd like to say or do or anything we need to do?